The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. Carry on, kids. I want to hear you read. And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. You know, I like this passage very, very, very much. Okay, now to study it. Okay, kids, are you ready? As usual. Can you see the first verse there? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right? One me. How many me's can you find in the first three verses? How many? How many me? How many? Three. Three. Good. Now, next question. Who is the me? Yes, is it you? Who's the me here? Who? Is it a Sunday school teacher? No, that is a very, very huge prophecy, and it was all about Jesus, what he would come to do. Can you see this? Now, what was the work that Jesus is going to do? We're going to look at it very, very carefully and then ask ourselves, how does this work out in the planting of trees? What does that mean? Okay, let's try and figure it out. What were some of the things Jesus had to do? Okay, let's list them. Boys, name one. Verse 1, found. What is it? Are you reading? What is he going to do? Number 1. Boys? He's going to preach good tidings. All right. Number 2. What is he going to do? He's what? Heal the brokenhearted. What is brokenhearted? Brokenhearted is when your father buys you a present and you only get a wrapper. Your heart is brokenhearted. You feel very sad. Right? This is what it is. Today's cartoons, Father's Day. The father asks, how come he's the father and he's the last person to play with all the toys? How true. Peppermint Patty wrote a little card for the father, and the father would say, you are a rare gem. And she says, this is today's Sunday Times. You read Sunday Times, right? The first page you want to go to on Sunday is the cartoons. Very, very important packed section. Unfortunately, they cut it down to only one page. Last time, two pages. Don't know why. Not that Straits Times is not making money, it is. You know, you've got to syndicate it. Well, this is my Father's Day present. Isn't that nice? It's a beautiful thing, you see? And that is so nice. And that's something we want to preach. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It just has to be something from the heart, and that's beautiful. And it just simply says, Dad. Okay. Now we're going to see it's the second thing, the third thing. Proclaim liberty. What is the third thing? This happens in school every day. When you have got not a very good teacher, and the bell rings, liberty. No? You like all the teachers. You wish the lessons would go on forever. I didn't. I still remember. Can't wait for the bell to ring. It would be one. Liberty. You know, you are set free. Well, that's the idea here. Okay, go on further. Number four. What is the biggest thing that a person would have when you are in prison? The doors open. That is the happiest day. Get out. And that is just wonderful. Number five. Okay? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Number six, to comfort those who mourn. Number seven, to console. Right? Number eight, to give beauty for ashes. Number nine, oil of joy. Number 10, garment of praise, that they may be called trees of righteousness. Okay, let's try and see whether we understand this. What does it mean, trees of righteousness? What is this all about? Let's try and figure it out. Okay, in a tree planting work, what is the first thing we do? We need to do? I mean, of course, we prepare the ground and all that, right? So what's the first thing we need to do? Number one, kids, have you ever planted a tree? Have you seen a tree? Yes. I hope so. Right? And so what is the first thing you do? Well, in Singapore, they plant whole trees. Okay? But if you want to plant whole tree, you plant, what do you plant? You plant what?
Seed.
A seed. Right? A seed is big or small? Even though it's a very big tree, 110 stories up, how big is a seed? What makes it to go up all the way, so big, so tall? Tell me. Okay. Now we're going to take a look and tell me which Bible verse says the planting part. Tell me. Okay. Are you paying attention? I'm watching you. You're not listening. Isaiah 61. Which verse you think tells you, okay, read for me that verse that says planting. It's not really planting there, but you know it's planting. The what? I cannot hear you. What? I think we can do better. A little bit louder, please. He said, do you hear that? Well, first problem is I can't hear you. Second problem is I'm getting older. It gets worse. Okay, try. Ben, try. Louder. Okay, now I tell you, I give you a clue, okay? Which part is the planting part? The planting part is the preaching part. That's what we do. We plant seeds when we preach, right? Parable of the sower, we sow seeds. So when we proclaim good tidings to the poor, can you see this? And then we read there further. To proclaim, verse 2, the acceptable year of the Lord, that's what we do. That is the planting of the seed part. Now, what else do we need to do after we planted the seed? The seed is growing well now, and it's coming up. Now, remember, how long does it take to plant a tree? I mean, to grow a tree?
A few weeks.
Well, you can have instant tree, instant... Have you seen a few weeks? Go home and ask your mommy or daddy. Plant a tree, a few weeks later, take a big picture of it and then show me. It's not going to take a few weeks. It's going to take days, months, or years. Which one?
Years.
Huh?
Months.
You guys have no idea how to grow a tree. Try again. Not days, not months. When you go outside, when you drive, later on, the mommy will drive you out. You go out there and see the tree. How old? How do you know how old the tree is? Do you know? Was one? Exactly. So the one day there was an old man, and he said to his foolish son, this son is not very clever. He said, dad said, oh, this tree is quite old, you know. Then he said, I don't know how old it is. The small boy said, I know how to tell how old the tree is, because we learn it in school. You count the rings. And so the father said, okay, you count the rings. That's a good idea. A few days later, he came to the father, I know how old the tree is. The tree is 55 years old. So how do you know it's 55 years old? So I cut it down. I saw all the rings. Now, it's going to be terrible. Okay, but how do you grow a tree until it is so huge? Well, let's take a look. What are the things you see there that will tell you the tree is growing up nicely? Okay, here we go. From some part in verse 1, I give you a clue. It says, heal the brokenhearted. What does that mean? Have you seen trees that got broken branches?
No.
You have not seen. Well, there are some trees. What do you do to, when your tree is injured? Yeah, the tree is injured. What happened to the tree? You cut it off. Make another tree. But when a tree is injured, you don't just go and cut it down and get another tree. You know what they do to those trees? But banana ones. Banana not a tree. Huh? Banana not a tree. It looks like a tree, but it's not a tree. Okay? It looks like a tree, okay? But when you plant, you make a tree, sometimes the trees get injured. You know what you do to the trees? You heal them. There's sometimes trees can be, you tie them up nicely. You keep them very nicely covered. And the trees can heal. That's what it takes to be a tree. Sometimes along the way, we are hurt along the way. We are upset along the way. We are discouraged along the way. And the tree planter knows exactly what to do. And they help the tree to grow up well. This is very, very, very important. Okay? So this is a part where the person is grooming the tree so that the tree can go on to grow up, become pretty big. Now let's take a look what else. Look at some of the works there. Okay, what other works can you see there? That talks about growing the tree. Can you see this? In verse 2, comfort. Verse 3, console. That's what we need. That's what the tree planter will need to do. And it is important that we understand this. Okay? And this is something that we look at very, very carefully. Now, let's take a look at this next work. Verse 3. Okay? They're called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. What does that mean? What do you think that means, kids? Trees of righteousness. What does that mean? Have you seen trees that are... I've seen one coconut tree. Actually, it should be very tall. Instead, it's only very long. Have you seen that? Sometimes you go to the beach and you see a tree, and instead of going up, it goes down. And it keeps on growing, but it goes down. Now that tree has been injured. If you prop it up, the tree will go straight. If you don't prop it up, the tree will go slant. And it will never be the tree it's meant to be. You know, that's what God sees us as. We are that tree. Can you see what I'm trying to say? Now, we would like you all to grow up. What do you want to be when you grow up? Sam, what do you want to be when you grow up? Something like what?
I like to be a
policeman. Well, I'm glad you want to be a policeman. Would you like to be a crook? No, I want to be the best crook. No, a crook is one who steals things. Is that good or not? No, you want to be a policeman, right? Well, that's good. It would be terrible. I dare not to ask further. Somehow, Pastor, I want to be a crook. Of course we don't want them to become crooks. We want our kids to grow up trees of righteousness. With different types. Right? They can do whatever they want to do when they grow up. But they have to be good trees all the way up. And it takes a long time to be that good tree. I think one of the saddest things that, you know, how it is, you know, fathers, this relationship, you know, with the new father, Eugene Tiao, he grows up, his child is baby, he still, you know, he sometimes changes the baby 4 or 5 times a night, diapers and all that. All the work put in, how many years of work are you prepared to put in? Of course, not changing diaper 20 years, but after the first few years, beyond diaper stage, you grow up, bring the child to school, finish university, you know, by the time you are done in Singapore, you would have spent a couple of 100,000 at least. In the US, a little bit more. And then here comes a little girl, smiles at him, and all those 25 years of work gone. That's it. He doesn't come home anymore. He comes back late. He says, hi, bye. Anything to share? No. 25 years of work. Fathers, you better get ready for this. Same thing with girls, same way, you know, they grow up and then, you know, they always say, you know, lose a daughter, gain a son, nonsense. They have their own lives to live. They're going to be on their own. Once in a while, they may remember you, they may not remember you. In the meantime, fight all the way through up. That is the challenge. To grow trees. That tree could be much taller than you. The tree could be much bigger, far more bountiful. That's the way. Grow them and let them go. And you get 2 old trees together. That's it. Nobody look at each other. Look, hello, hi, are you? Are you okay? Fall asleep watching TV. That happens. Very, very frequently. I used to laugh when people say they fall asleep watching TV. I don't laugh at that so much more. I don't laugh at people like that anymore because... So, I cannot watch a thing for too long. You gotta move around. Not used to just... Trees, oh man, it is hard to. I think we all understand this. And that's what we want you to do, kids, to be able to remember that you all want you. Different types of trees. It takes years, right? It takes years for you to grow up. Let me tell you a little story about, this is a true story. I read this on the way back from Australia this week. And this was a boy. Have you heard of Bangladesh? And this was the boy who, at 6 years old, showed that at first he didn't know how to play chess. He sees a father's play chess and he doesn't understand it. So the father one day said to him, "Would you like to learn how to play chess?" And the boy said, "Okay." Actually, in his heart, no. And so the father teaches him a move, and he doesn't understand it. 3 months pass, 6 months pass, didn't understand it. Then one day he suddenly, it suddenly clicks. Hey, I understand this game. When he was 6 years old, he was in Dhaka, and then he won a championship. At 6 years old, he became a champion in Bangladesh. His name is called Fahim. So he's, now, there were many people who were affected during those days. Some people, a lot of people were assassinated and get killed. Now, he was a very devoted father. The father told the mother and the other children, this boy is special. He really has a gift for playing chess. 6 years old. And the father made arrangements. Son, you and I are going to disappear from our country. But he cannot be traveling alone because his face is already in the papers. This is the youngest champion they've ever had. And so the father says, I will see you. And so the father went ahead to a destination, and the son came later, and they were going to make their way. The father says, we have friends, relatives in Spain. Let's go there. And so they were traveling to Spain, but didn't make it to Spain. They went over and they stopped at France. They had no money. The father used to have a car of his own at home, used to have his own house, and now in a foreign country, this was a six-year-old boy, does not speak French, he does not speak French, he does know nothing about the country, except that this boy is very gifted in playing chess. Now this boy has not been to school, so he goes to school, and he tries to learn French. 3 months he learns French, he does not know. 6 months he learns French, he does not know. 9 months he speaks French. Now he reads books on in French on chess playing. And so there was a man called, his name is called Xavier Parmentier, and this man is a chess coach for many, many years. But in this area, he has never groomed a chess champion. And so the father works so hard for the son. In France, if you don't have letters, you are not a PR, you cannot work, you'll be deported. And it was a very, very hard time. But the father believed in the son. You go to school, son. I will do everything I can. You do well. You study hard. You become a champion. 7 years old. He played school. Nobody knows. But he plays chess. He learns chess. 8 years old. 9 years old. But you must stay at least 3 years in France before you can enter any championship. He's not yet 3 years. Now he's now 9 years old. Now he's allowed to take part in local championships. And he becomes champion, local. Wow. Now his father still cannot speak. Now he tries his very best. No matter how hard he tried, they couldn't get the papers to say that they are given some kind of citizenship or something that would say you can stay on. He tried. 1 year, he failed. He tried. 2nd year, he failed. Now, this is a father. He loves his son. He believes it. The son, he wants the son to grow up to be a good solitary. 2012. That's 3 years ago. He is now 12 years old. This was his last chance because there is a All France under 13 championship. And you need to play, win one game, 1 point. Draw a game, half a point. And you have to go many rounds, one after the other. And this father never gave up believing in the son. Son, you can do it. By this time, The father can never beat him in any game anymore. This boy is he's a chess whiz. And so the trainer says to him, this is your chance. Okay, this is your chance. Win as many games as you can. Succeed. Be the champion. And so he went on. First round he won. Second round he won. Third round he won. Fourth round he won. Fifth round he won. Sometimes he gets callous. And then he realizes, my goodness, I'm stuck here. I'm going to lose this game. And so he forced into a draw. So half a point. So he literally went up to 6.5 points out of 8 games, which is very good. He was now beating players all over the country. And he was doing well. And then came the last game. This will decide whether he'll be the champion or he won't be. And all the things he remembered, what his father taught him, what his father gave up for him, what the father sacrificed for him, he thinks of his mother back in Bangladesh, he thinks of his brothers and sisters, and this is his chance to become a chess champion. 2012, out of 8 games, he had 7.5 points. He was now the youngest chess champion ever, migrant from a boy who never spoke French, whose father had no work, who had to live on the charity of people from 6 years old to 12 years old, 6 years of hard work. 2012, he became the youngest champion that France has seen for the many, many years. But he's still not citizens. He cannot represent France. So everybody, the newspaper, they all call him up and interviewed him, put it in the national newspaper, call up the prime minister. This boy deserves to represent France. He is brilliant. But he's not given his papers. Within 1 week, the prime minister called for meetings and all that. And the father and the mother, father and the son were given papers. Now they are free to stay in France. The father now can get a job and the father can do everything there for the son. Now when I read this story, I reminded so much of what it means to be a father. The father gave up his home in Bangladesh. The father couldn't speak a word of French. The father lived in a small little room 6 years with his life. The father did everything he possibly could so that the son can succeed and become the chess champion he was destined to be. This is the work that is needed to be put in before a tree can be called a tree of righteousness. And sometimes we don't understand this. I have written a poem based on Hosea 11. It's a bit challenging to read, but I'd like to read, ask you to. This is a very, very moving thing for me. Hosea 11 has been always very, very special. It describes a father looking after a young child. And I'd like to read this for you as we close. When Israel was a child, I loved him. God was ever father to Israel, though his love the nation did not appreciate. He gave Israel an affection that no words could ever express or elaborate. The children of Israel were in bondage to Egypt for a few hundred years. There was little faith in God. Their eyes were blinded with unbelieving tears. God sent a mighty servant to deliver Israel out of Egypt's cruel hand. He called his son out of Egypt and to proceed to the promised land. He especially protected Israel with great faithfulness and love in his heart. He watched over his children day and night. His presence did not depart. As a loving father, he taught Israel how to walk, taking him by the arm. Holding Israel's hand, he ensured that his beloved would never suffer alarm. He drew Israel with gentle cords and with deep sense of affection. He was committed to protecting the young nation from any affliction. He would gently stoop to feed Israel with precious morsels of food. He had the greatest of plans for the nation. Every thought was good. Sadly, Israel did not recognize nor know how to respond to the love of God. All the affection poured out from his divine heart failed to strike a loving chord. Is the church better for all the love that God has showered upon it? Do we know how to appreciate his salvation so full and complete? How we need to rediscover our Heavenly Father's deep love again, and only then can our revived hearts sing to our fathers, to our Father, a glad refrain. This morning, let's renew our own understanding and appreciation of God as Father. That's the way the Lord has loved us and blessed us and kept us. And I think of how this Father went through for the sake of his Son. Everything was forsaken, everything set aside so that the Son can fulfill his destiny. That's what a lot of fathers do. They pour everything they have into their children. At least, please, show some regard, respect, love for such parents. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the challenge to become trees of righteousness one day. We pray for our children, that they will become strong, upright, good trees of righteousness in time to come. And Father, we pray for your blessings on them. We pray that you watch them as they grow. Love them, protect them, provide for them, keep them in your love. And Father, we ask you to bless this offering now that we give in Jesus' name. Amen. It's the beginning where the seed is planted. And from there onwards, nurture. Trees of righteousness are not grown in days or months or even years. We're looking at decades of work. May there be strength. May there be wisdom. May there be the filling of the Spirit of God in our hearts, in our life. Let's pray together. And now may this great God forgive us for all the things that we have done wrongly. We ask that we may be cleansed and be given another chance to build very, very much the lives of the young ones entrusted to us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to fulfill what we need, the strength, the power, and all that we need to see our children grow up to become trees of righteousness. May the Spirit of God empower and fill us so that we can truly be that special Father to our children, to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.